The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, I want you both to know I pulled into this driveway and almost turned around and went right back home because just as soon as I turned in the driveway, it started sleeting.
Ugh, you always bring the bad weather with you.
I don't hardly think so.
Every time you come.
It was nice before you got here.
I think you're lying.
We wouldn't do such a thing. We've already established on this show
that you are
the untruthful one.
I put on Patreon on my drive here. I saw a rainbow. It was beautiful.
Oh, did you?
Thick. I want all our listeners to know Kim has a blanket on and she does not have pants on underneath.
Would you like a little peek?
A little promised land.
Yeah.
It's chilly today. It's cold.
And just so you know, if you are listening to this, you can also watch this because we are now in our bunker.
We still
need to finish the wall stuff and put up some more decorations, but we're in our bunker and we have the video stuff set up.
Let's hope it works this time.
Yeah, we're still working out how we want the angles to be, and this is a test run.
Yeah, so it may not stay this way. It may change.
We'll film it, and we'll see how we like it. And
I'm looking
we'll move
at the
around.
Screen. I feel like the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, because now we have the three of us all lined up.
I'm in the middle. What's that? I'm Alice.
This is weird to me because I'm usually the one that watches the video, and he's got it aimed his way.
I don't hate it, but it's like Skype. I'm just going to look at myself.
Josh is just going to start ignoring us. He'll just be looking down the entire
time. That's
why
I don't use FaceTime. I'm like, I might as well just talk to myself because that's all I'm looking at. Sitting there like, ooh, I need to tweeze my eyebrows.
Oh, my God.
I love your hat.
Oh, thank you.
I got my hairs cut.
What's your hat say? I'm obsessed with myself?
No, it's just blank. Mm. I got it when we went to that country concert to fit in with the heterosexuals.
Are you talking about the one that Kim locked her keys in her car? Oh, no. The one where she
sat next to the stoners and...
No. Oh, yeah. That one. He wasn't with us when my car died. Yeah, I'm thinking of during COVID when Kim left her car on. Remember she left her keys in the car?
Have you heard this story?
The car died? No. Yeah.
So... it was during COVID, and of course, they didn't have any concerts. Well, Ruoff in Indianapolis, well, Noblesville, they had this brilliant
outdoor concert.
They decided to do like a drive-in type of a concert. Who was it?
I don't remember.
I don't remember. I remember all of my concerts, but I do not remember that one because I was so upset through the whole thing. I did not enjoy 1 minute of it.
Because of your car?
It was really enjoyable. I loved it. I would absolutely do it again. I thought it was really cool.
It was very cool how they did it. Yeah, it was like a tailgate. They had like sections off right next to your cars for you to put your lawn chairs and your picnic stuff if you wanted to eat.
That sounds better than a regular
It was awesome.
And they'll drop the food off to you. You just text it in.
Yep. They'd bring it to you on a golf cart. But we stopped at Olive Garden and got dinner to take with us.
Perfect. Breadsticks.
So I had gotten in the car for some reason, and I don't remember why, but for some reason, I hit the windshield wiper getting out of the car, and I didn't notice it until later. I went to get into the car, and I noticed something was not right. Because the light didn't come on, when I opened the door. And I was like, what the crap? So I tried to start it and it was dead, completely dead. And
anxiety.
Of course, my anxiety goes through the roof.
Through the absolute roof.
Through the roof. I was trying to, I was responsible for three other people in my car. You know, how are we going to get home? And I couldn't figure it out. So I flagged down one of the little guys that was security or whatever, and he
little
brought
guy.
Yeah. He brought a jump box to try to jump it, and it wasn't jumping even. It wasn't getting enough charge off of it to start.
Anybody got a Hemi?
If I would have had my Tesla there,
you wouldn't have to worry about it.
I got plenty battery for you, Kim.
So I ended up going to the bathroom. Oh, well, it was a porta potty. I walked that way just
absolute worst.
Yeah, it was not.
Have you
fun.
Guys seen those outdoor porta potties that men use?
The stand up ones without no door or walls or nothing.
I saw that. What? I saw that. Hell in Europe.
To cut that back on like bathroom time at festivals and stuff. It's just around.
They'll just like you just walk up to it, whip your willy whacker out, and just
you like lean in enough so it's, you know, you're not exposing yourself to everybody, but you kind of are. Yeah. What if you like to pull your pants down to your ankles when you pee?
That's how you get a date, Josh.
Well, now we know where Josh hangs out at.
Well, you remember when, I can't remember honestly if you did it or not, but for a big part of our childhood, I could only go number two if I was naked, and it didn't matter where I was. So, you know, picture me 10 years old. I got to go at Walmart to the bathroom. I can only go if I'm naked, so I'm stripping every single day, hanging my clothes up, just a naked little
boy,
little Josh.
I remember having to do that too as when I was young, but I wonder if that was like something that just because our grandma had us do that when we were young.
I didn't want to get poo on my clothes.
Oh yeah.
After that ceiling accident, I knew anything was possible.
Possibility.
How old was you when that happened?
God, I can't remember.
Like, 2 years ago?
Yeah. Just last week again.
But anyway, to finish my story quick. Go ahead. So I went to a porta potty. I decided I was going to call my uncle to have, because Emily was at home.
Still alive.
Yeah. Emily was at home. So I called my uncle and I said, look, I can't get my car to start. I had called my mechanic. One of my mechanic friends tried to get some advice. Wasn't getting any advice. So I called my uncle and I said, look, I need you to bring the van and have Emily drop you off so that you can go ahead and go back home. Because this was not even halfway into the concert.
Yeah, she ruined the concert within like the first
first 10 or 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And so I was in a bad mood through the whole thing. And my uncle, him and Emily start towards there because it's like 45 minutes to an hour from my house. And they started on the way there. Well, the guy just kept coming by and trying to, you know, we tried to start it and stuff. And a little while later, it finally started. So I went running back towards the bathroom just because it was quieter there and I could hear on the phone. And I called my uncle and I said, don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it. It's fine. We've got it. And he's like, I'm at your exit. I said,
I'm
sorry.
I'm gonna kick your ass. No kidding. Lose my number.
I've blocked you. Yeah. Don't ever call me again.
I said, sorry, but thank you. So by the time it was resolved, there might have been, he was like on his second to his last song. Mm-hmm. So I was dealing with the car pretty much through the whole thing. And my anxiety was just
the one time you get out of the house during the pandemic too. Mm-hmm.
Something you have to know about Kim is that if her anxiety was like a glass of water, right. Well, it's that the glass of water would always be
overflowing.
It's always 3/4 of the way full. And if you add just a little bit to it, it's completely full. So like the first time I ever went to therapy, the guy asked me, so like, who's your best friend? Like, do you talk a lot about your problems to your best friend? And I started laughing. And he's like, that's not normally the way people normally respond.
And then she would lose her mind.
For a perfect example for our friend listening right now is like when I got that random text message from
somebody in Nashville.
Yeah. Kim's response should have been, oh my God, should we have gone to the police? Like, what do we need to do to protect you?
They're going to kill you.
Right. No, her response was, oh my God, I wish you wouldn't have told me that.
Oh, my anxiety is through the roof.
I'm about to have a panic attack. I'm not standing next to you, Shane. I can't handle it. I may not go to Nashville.
Her anxiety is a glass of Diet Coke, or her Kim's Diet Coke, and her anxiety is a Mentos.
Yeah, just hanging the ride over it.
The funny part of it is, you have been in true crime podcasting for so long. You've had your tires slashed. Yeah. You've had all of these things happen because of your true crime podcast.
Right.
And I always thought, man, that's him. I could never, ever, I could never, ever have anything to do with that type of a podcast or anything because I would be looking over my shoulder at every step, waiting for somebody to shank me in the back, you know, and here I sit.
Were you aware of my tire slashing situation?
Oh, yeah. And you got your glove box broken into in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. That was a hot freaking mess. That wasn't
I think that was
to,
random, yeah.
Yeah, that was just a bunch of people. We were at a
alleged, true that's crime what I want you to thank thing. Shane. Right.
That's right. But for our friend listening, the whole tire slashing thing happened because there was a case that I was trying to help a victim's family with, and I had started podcasting on it. And I try to not cover podcasts that are about cases that are too close because of this very reason.
Close and recent.
Yeah.
And it was basically during the thing.
Yeah, yeah. And so it was about this case, and throughout this whole working it, I figured out who I strongly felt did it. I mean, to the point to where there's no doubt these people did it.
Yeah, they did it.
Like, they absolutely
there's
did it.
There's just no proof.
Yeah. I mean, so damning, like, all the information. Mm-hmm. Well, I started putting out the podcast about it, and it's not out there now, but I started putting out a podcast suggesting of all of the circumstantial evidence. Well, evidently it got to them and they didn't like that. And so that's how my tires ended up getting slashed. And I don't know if this has ever happened to someone, but when you walk outside of an office, it was late at night. I was working late. And you're the only vehicle that's out there. You walk up to your car and your car is the only car in the parking lot. It's at night. And all you suddenly realize all your tires are slashed. Like, I remember, like, seeing that and immediately turning around and walking quickly back into the door.
Locking the door.
Yeah.
I don't, what did you do? I don't remember. How did you get home?
I had someone come and pick me up. I think it was my friend Kevin. Yeah.
Was that your shiny black car? Yes. Challenger?
The Dodge
Charger?
Dodge Challenger.
Okay. I always get the Charger Challengers mixed up.
Yeah, they're easy to get mixed up. All those car enthusiasts out there going, no, they aren't. They're not easy to get mixed up.
They're pretty. Right.
One of them's a two-door car. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was quite scary. I remember you telling me about it after it happened.
Now, speaking of earlier, of Josh, you know, pooping on the ceilings and all this stuff, I wanted to know, Josh, if you remember when we were growing up, do you remember?
I blocked it.
No, I don't remember.
If you're starting with that, I know.
I know, Josh, it was many years ago. Many, many years ago.
Many moons
ago. Many years ago.
When the world was young.
When someone was young, not us. But anyway, do you remember, I was just thinking about this the other day, when you tried to say that grades used to, like, start each semester at zero. Do you remember this?
No.
And then he would also hide his report card.
I made up a lot of shit to keep my report cards hidden.
And I remember at grandma's house, he would give me some money or, like, some privileges of some kind if I wouldn't tell them that we had gotten our report cards.
Wait till Monday.
Yeah.
Give me the weekend.
But what he would do is so funny. Instead of hiding them or throwing his away or something like that, like, what we should have done was just thrown them away, burned them in the fire.
Right, we had a fireplace.
Yeah. Instead, he would hide it in the couch in the living room. Do you remember that?
I don't.
And all of a sudden, like, I don't know, because our grandma was so anal about cleaning, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Suddenly, she'd suddenly find it, like, a week later.
What's this?
Yeah, what's this report card?
Oh, must have fell out of my backpack and slid into the couch. How unfortunate.
So weird.
Now I remember, because that's exactly... Oh, it must have slipped out of... I forgot.
Yeah.
Came out of my backpack.
Right out of my backpack.
I meant to show you, but it's...
slipped right on out and fell into that crack right down into the corner.
That's funny.
I was a little bit of an evil genius.
Yeah.
It's a good thing I didn't use my powers for evil.
Did you guys ever get in trouble in school?
Oh.
I was hit one time in first grade. A boy named Ryan punched me in the belly for such a funny reason. I laugh about it. I called him a... When you're leaving for the day, and I was like, well, I'll catch you later, homeboy. He punched me in the stomach. He thought it meant like homo.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
He obviously didn't watch BET Markers like I did.
Homeboy.
And I was like, bye, homeboy. See you tomorrow. Because I thought we were friends. And he thought I was calling him homo and punched me in the stomach. He got suspended.
He got suspended.
But he learned what homeboy was.
When I was in second grade, we were at Cunningham.
Cunningham,
which is this old elementary school that's no longer open. It was really old.
I thought we were
in Muncie?
Alexandria.
Alexander.
Yeah. And I was out on the playground, and there was this fifth grader who was calling one of my friend's names, this girl. And I remember we were out by the baseball diamond, and there was a fence over there, and the fence would allow you to get out of the school grounds. And all of a sudden, I got really mad because of the name that he was calling her. And mind you, I'm in second grade and he's in fifth grade.
Still, he's taller than him.
Yeah, I think I was still, you know, a little bit big.
Probably by a foot.
Right. But he was a rather big guy. He was known as like the school bully or whatever. And I remember I got really mad and I charged him. And when I charged him, I tossed him up over that fence. And all these kids saw it happen. And he lands over on the other side of the fence, and then he doesn't know what to do. So he like just runs off, like leaves the school and runs off.
Jesus.
So everyone else is just looking at me and I walk away and I think, oh my God, I'm going to get expelled, you know, because I had never gotten in trouble before.
Or worse, expelled.
Yeah. Yeah. So eventually later on in that day, I got called to the principal's office. Only time I ever got called to the principal's office. And I got Mr. Sizelove, if you remember Josh.
I do. That's such a funny name. It sounds like a gay porn actor.
So anyway, so I got called to Mr. Sizelove's office. And I remember the whole walk down into this office, I was just sweating bullets, thinking, here it comes. They've called my grandma. Barbara's in there. She's going to be so disappointed in her grandchild.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And I walked in, and that kid had confessed to, like, running away from school or whatever. And so he was in there with his parent. And the issue was, is that someone on the school grounds told them that I had pushed him over the fence, and he was not confessing to that at all. He was like, oh, no, I jumped the fence, and I was running
big,
away.
Big, bad fifth grader, yeah. Not second grader.
Yeah, so they wanted to ask me what happened. Like, Shane, did you push him over the fence? And I was like, no, I don't know what happened.
No, I don't know what happened.
I never seen him before in my life. I do not recall Mr. Sizelove, and
new
I need
phone,
an attorney.
Who is?
Yeah, please don't call Barbara. The only other time that they had ever called my grandma before that was, I think I've mentioned before, when I watched too much Unsolved Mysteries. And I don't know if Josh knows this, but at some point, I remember the episode, I was watching Unsolved Mysteries one day before kindergarten, and that's how I always knew when to go to kindergarten. The episode would end, and Grandma, it was time for her to bring me to kindergarten.
Mine was Murder, She Wrote.
And Grandma would be in the bathroom putting her teeth in, you know, and, you know, fixing her hair. Yeah. And so it was time for her to bring me. Well, that day, there was this man who had murdered, I think it was his wife. And he was driving this brown panel van, and he like had this bloody sheet, and he put her behind this old church. Well, that's when Grandma brought me to kindergarten. Well, we were outside on the playground in kindergarten, Miss Savage's class. Well, I saw this brown panel van drive by.
Oh, no.
I went right up to Miss Savage, and I said, Miss Savage, we need to call Robert. a kindergartner.
He needs an update.
And she's like, what are you talking about, Shane? And I'm like, I saw that man's van. He killed his, and I think, I don't remember if I said killed or murdered, but I said he killed his wife.
Killed.
And put, yeah, and put her body behind a church. And she's like, oh, yeah? Yeah. And there's this, I mean, they had a bloody sheet. I was like, we have to call Robert.
I'm and just picturing little Shane with a speech impediment.
Yeah.
Miss Savage, we have to, he tailed him.
Yeah, I did. And so I had speech class. It was a mess. So she goes, okay, I'll go call him. Well, she called Barbara. She called Granny. So next thing I know, I mean, I thought she went and called Robert. I thought I was going to get on and talk to Robert about this. And, you know, we were solving mysteries now. So here I am waiting for Robert to talk to Robert. Well, next thing I know, Barbara drives. I think she had that Buick, that red Buick. And she drives that Buick on in. And I thought, oh, shit, far. You know? she drove that Buick in. And so I remember her. I left with her. And she goes, now, baby Shane, now I don't care if you watch that show, but please do not go tell him Miss Savage. About what you're seeing, because I don't want to get called again.
You're supposed to be watching cartoon.
Yeah, so
that's funny.
That was the only other time I remember in elementary school them calling home.
Meanwhile, I'm telling kids at school, Shady Pines.
The only time I remember getting in trouble in school, it was in elementary school, and our principal, he was a really tall, thin guy. His name was Mr. Hall. Still to this day, if I see Mr. Hall, my stomach is instant knot. Because...
Did you have the hots?
No.
Oh, baby.
No, I was scared to death of him.
Mr. Hall. Wanted him to be the first.
Back in my...
She still does.
Back in our day, they were allowed to whack kids. Mm-hmm. You were allowed to get whippings at school.
You could up until like our third grade.
Yeah.
So, and
I remember the way paddle.
Yeah, the way he would do it, my elementary, you would walk in and there was steps that went up and then a ramp that went up. And clear at the top was his office. He would stand kids in front of that ramp so that all of the classes could hear him whacking someone when they were in trouble. And the only time that I ever got in trouble was anytime we would go, he'd go into a room or whatever and he wanted everybody's attention, he turned off the lights and you had to shut up. So you could hear what he had to say. He came into the cafeteria one day, shut off the lights, and I turned and was listening to him, you know. Well, I had turned back around. I don't even know why I had turned back around, but he thought I had said something to somebody. He thought I was talking. Mm. And he screams, Barndollar, get out of here! And I had to walk up and sit into the bleachers.
God, so dramatic, man.
I was scared to death of him ever since. Even to this day.
She's clenching.
Yeah, even to this day, if I see him out.
Your butthole's clenching.
Yeah, and I haven't seen him in a long time. I'm not even positive that he's still alive. But still, if I see him, it's just like...
Let's just bask in the thought of Kim's maiden name being Barndollar.
Barndollar is a real... Yeah. How have I not known this?
You didn't know what my maiden name was?
That's you can bet your Barndollar. Kim will do it for five.
People used to call me Barnpenny because I wasn't worth a dollar.
Oh.
I know.
Kim,
isn't that sad?
You're worth $1.50 to us.
That's why I wouldn't go back to my maiden name when I got divorced.
I wouldn't either. I didn't want nothing to do with it.
I don't like Barndollar.
Barndollar. That sounds fake.
I am thinking about legally changing my last name, though.
Oh, Waters? Is that what you want?
No.
Why?
Why would I want Waters?
Well,
it's magnificent. It's nature.
We have shown its beauty to the
one
world.
One of the elements.
It's just weird.
What would you want? What would you pick?
My grandpa's last name. They're the ones that raised me. Miller.
Shed floor.
So I wouldn't be changing my initials. The only thing that's really kept me from doing it yet is I'd have to go through and change all the shit that
process.
I could. That's really the only reason that I haven't done it yet.
You could do Holmes. Kim Holmes.
Gonna make that like my Sherlock new Holmes. Nickname on Grindr when I don't want to tell a man my real name. My name's Tyler Barn Dollar. Well, there's a billion Tylers. No one's going to know.
Would you like to do the Barn Dollar Holler?
Barn Dollar Holler.
The Barn Dollar Holler.
Yeah, that's the only reason I haven't done it is because I just don't want to change everything.
So we should tell everyone before Kim gets into her mystery today that we are going to the National Museum of the U.S. Air Force.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
I am so excited.
Yeah, and in uniform.
Very excited.
It is at the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, happy day.
You know, we were talking about that, what, a couple episodes or so ago?
Yeah.
And I had those pictures from the last time I was there come up on my,
oh, good.
My time thing from Facebook, you know? And I was like, oh, look at little bitty Emmy.
Gonna get me some astronaut ice cream.
It is the oldest and largest military aviation museum in the world. I saw an overlay of the museum.
Yeah, it's several airplane hangars.
It is very huge. We'll be there a while.
Well, they have huge aircrafts in it. And I believe they have there's a theater in there too. And I think there's
an
places
IMAX
to eat. Sorry, nothing.
God, I hope so.
There ain't nothing around.
The only thing that you have to pay for there is the IMAX. Oh, well, of course, if you get
food
or
we'll get some postcards.
Yeah. Yeah. Kim and I talked about all of the VIP Patreons. We're going to send them a postcard from it. Yeah. I think what they should do, I doubt that they're going to have it, but they should have like a section of like
Touch the Marines ads.
I thought you were going to say ass.
That's what I thought he was going to say.
I am a lady.
Okay, then I'll touch his ass.
I'll get the front, you get the back.
Kim's a barn dollar. She don't care about the abs. Plus, she can't reach his abs. She's too short.
Her tongue can't. You ever take a body shot, Kim? Off of a man's abs.
No.
She's not touched a man.
Not for many, 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 many years. Not. I just don't really care to.
I touch him for
I have to put up with you two. What makes you think I need to put up with a man all the time?
Listen, we are a delight.
It's all I can do to put up with you two.
Well, why don't you get into your mystery today, Kim?
I'm attacked. I need to go touch that plant over there. Bring me touch grass.
Oh, you did bring it in.
Touch grass.
Yeah, it's real pretty.
Oh, that looked nice. Yeah. How about that?
Orange and green, like our colors.
Like Kim's BVDs.
My BVDs.
They were just orange.
All right. Are you guys ready for my mystery?
Yeah, yes. Give it to us.
All right. So picture it. We're walking down Wall Street on a beautiful September day in 1920. There's people walking quickly to try to get to their destination.
I'm walking here.
That's right. That's right. Keep dreaming.
You took her out of the moment.
Sorry, I got real into it.
So it was mid-September. So it was actually the 16th of September in 1920. It was just a few minutes after noon. The New York streets was busy with people going off to their lunches. While everyone was rushing to their destinations, there was a horse-drawn carriage, a horse-drawn wagon, that was coming down the street that nobody noticed. The driver of the wagon pulled it up in front of 23rd Wall Street, which is just right across the road from the J.P. Morgan Bank Company. The corner is also called the Financial District's busiest corner. After the driver parked, he got down and quickly walked away and disappeared into the crowd. Then while everybody was walking around, going to their lunch with no care in the world, they didn't know that what was filled in this covered wagon was 100 pounds of dynamite.
Heavens.
And 500 pounds of cast iron sash weights.
Ooh.
Do you know what that is?
Nothing good.
No, you're right.
Wouldn't they just come flying out like bullets?
So that's what it was for, yes. But what a sash weight was, in old windows, like up at the top of them, there was holes in it. Mm. So it had a rope that would go through the holes. And they hung from on the outside of the window.
Sure.
So the window would stay up. So yes, it was a counterweight. Okay. It was filled with 500 pounds of counterweights.
Good Lord.
Wow.
Now those counterweights, they were, I looked it up and they did, I did see a couple of videos, what they looked like. They were maybe about a foot long and maybe 2 or 3 inches in diameter.
Mm. Mm. Sounds not too bad for some things.
Let's see. I hate when I lose my spot.
There are 2 whole pages.
Are you kidding? There's 5. So the dynamite was set on a timer. A few minutes later, it exploded right in the middle of Wall Street. 30 people was killed instantly. Jeez. From the shrapnel of the counterweights. 143 people were seriously injured, and 10 of those actually passed away later.
Aww.
Overall, there was over 300 people that was injured in this attack. Many of the people that were hurt were just young people that were working as messengers or stenographers, clerks or brokers. And like I said, they were just on their lunch break. It was just a few minutes after noon. The bomb cost $2 million in damage. And that's like over $30.4 million today. Most of the inside of the J.P. Morgan building was damaged. The chief clerk, William Joyce, of J.P. Morgan, was sitting close to the window and was killed.
Dang.
He was one of them that was killed. And then the son of J.P. Morgan Jr., he was one that was seriously injured.
Never thought about bombs from back then.
Well, you don't think about it, because there's so many mass bombings and stuff nowadays that we've really kind of got used to it being nowadays, but you didn't realize that back then they still had them. They had them back then. They're just more common now than what they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So within 1 minute of the explosion, William Remick, he was the president of the New York Stock Exchange, he shut down the trade. He didn't want anybody to panic because of it, so he just shut it down. Everybody was trying to help people to get to hospitals and that type of stuff to treat the wounded. They were doing triage and that kind of thing. There was a 17-year-old named James Sam Soul. He was a messenger boy. He actually commandeered a vehicle that was parked not too far from it that survived the blast, and he transported 30 people to the hospital just himself.
Wow.
Yeah, so a 17-year-old hero back in the 1920s.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
The police officers did finally get rushed and started performing first aid, and they also commandeered automobiles that were close to the situation. They commandeered them as emergency vehicles to be able to transfer people. Now, by 3:30, just a few hours after the explosion happened, the New York City Board of Governors met, and they decided that they were going to have business as usual the next day. So they brought people in to start cleaning it up. So whatever evidence they had to have gotten it within the first 4 hours after the explosion. Because once they started coming in and cleaning it up, all of that evidence was gone. So right. Who knows how much they didn't get because there wasn't time.
Right.
They actually did work clear through the night so that they could have it cleaned up for the next day. I did see that there was a organization that had planned a rally, some kind of a rally. I can't remember what it was. I didn't write it down. For the next day at this actually is the same spot. And they still had that rally there.
That seems disrespectful.
Nope.
Yeah.
That's coming from me.
Right. Yeah. There's no kind of memorial or anything like that for these people.
Hmm.
Okay. So the Justice Department Bureau of Investigation, it's called the BOI, which is actually the FBI now. It kind of transferred into the FBI. Now, at first, they didn't think anything about it being terrorism. They thought it was just an accident. So they started going around talking to people that sold dynamite and transported it to try to figure out who it was that actually had left the bomb there.
Just a weather-blown people.
Yeah.
Don't worry about
just
it.
Just an accident, we swear. Yeah, I want to know why. That's one of the things I find most off-putting about these types of attacks, or sometimes they are for a reason, and, you know, at least with a reason, that person feels justified in themselves for doing what right. they do. But then the ones where they're just like, they just wanted to hurt people. I'm mm-hmm. like, what the?
Right.
It's terrifying. Mm-hmm.
So they did also notice that the horse that was pulling the wagon was recently shooed. So then they started reaching out to blacksmiths, trying to talk to blacksmiths to see if they had been the one to shoe this horse so they could figure out who was the one that done it.
Mm. How the hell are they supposed to remember a horse in New York City, I know, right? that they shooed?
The New York City assistant district attorney thought, because of the location and the timing and the way that it was all done, that it was pointed towards either Wall Street or J.P. Morgan as being the targets of it. Then they also found this guy. His name was Edwin Fisher. He was a tennis champion. He had sent postcards to his friends warning them to stay away from the area on that day so that they wouldn't be hurt. Well, later they found out that he did this quite frequently. This wasn't something new for him. He'd done it for some reason for a while. He had been in and out of psychiatric care. So once they figured out that part of it, that it wasn't him. He was actually in Canada when it happened too. So there was no way that it could have been him. They committed him to an asylum. It was actually Amityville Asylum. Ooh. I know. I was like, oh my gosh. I didn't know there was an Amityville.
So he has anxiety too, and they locked him up.
So they did diagnose him as being insane but harmless, and he just stayed there. Hmm.
I want that on my tombstone. Insane but harmless.
That's good. I could probably do that. Now, there are just numerous theories on radical groups being responsible for the attack. However, nobody actually took credit for it. They didn't find anybody that actually done it. In 1940, they did finally close the case just because whatever tips that they were getting, none of them were following through. Mm-hmm. So eventually in 1940, they did.
Well, I mean, all the evidence finally was swept up 4 hours right. after it happened. How?
I can't imagine. Why? Why would they do that? It's baffling to me.
Right. Nothing to see here. Sweep, yeah, sweep.
I don't know. Now, in Unmasked, I'm going to tell you about some things that was found the same day as the accident and who they finally think that was really responsible for it. Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
I'm writing that in my notes. Insane but harmless. Insane but harmless. This time someone asked me, how would you describe yourself?
Insane but harmless.
I mean,
I like it.
Yeah, I like it too. All right.
With more suction than a plunger.
His gravestone's going to be full of one-liners.
Front and back.
All right. Now for our new segment, Ruh-Ruh Raggy.
Oh, yeah.
Go for it.
I was trying to remember last night what hers was.
Ruh-Ruh Raggy. All right. Two men were likely behind the worst. Hang on.
Ruh-roh.
Ruh-roh. Oh. Okay. Two men were likely behind the worst and the least thought out disguises in the history of crime. They committed their misdeed. They didn't use the masks or hoods typical of most criminals, but instead chose to draw on their faces with permanent marker.
They were the dollar store, the Dollar Tree bandits.
Dumb criminals.
Now, while it may have made them hard to recognize during the crime, permanent marker is, as the name suggests, notoriously hard to remove.
That it'll be, yeah.
Which left the men extremely easy to identify. And the when the police were looking up the culprits.
Oh my God. Don't do drugs, kids. Stay in school.
The dumb stunt earned the duo the nicknames Dumb and Dumber.
And I believe it.
Why would you think that that would work?
They didn't. See, you got to think plans all the way through.
Oh, my gosh.
My God. A pair of pantyhose is like 50 cents.
I like how Josh just knows.
Jesus Christ.
You should have seen me.
I wear them.
You should have seen me last night looking at these things because I'm like, oh my God, these guys are idiots. I would just laugh and laugh. It was so funny.
I ain't left the house without lacquer on these legs since I was 14. Been waiting to quote that Steel Magnolias.
Now, I picked this one because it was actually happened in the same month that Amber was born. I was Amber wants me to pick this one.
My God. just imagining the cop going up.
Knock on the door.
Did y'all rob a bank this morning? No.
You more than matched the description. Yeah.
How'd you get that mark? It's birthmark.
Mm-hmm. Birthmark.
It's birthmarker.
Oh my God. All right.
Okay. Every once in a while, you come in.
And our friend listening is not laughing, but Josh and I think we're hilarious.
Oh, I think you're funny.
And he's so quiet and reserved. It just cracks
and, me. And when we edit this, yep. We will laugh again.
Oh, yeah.
We will.
Yep. We
and
will.
We will have forgotten that we said this. And we were laughing.
Usually what happens is I'll remember it as I'm watching it. I'll video it and then send it to them.
We'll all say, we're so funny. We
do. I don't care if anybody else don't think so. We think we're funny.
How do we not have a serious XM show?
I have no idea.
Me.
People listen to us on their traffic.
They would have to rate us X, though.
Oh, yeah. I could try to clean it up.
Oh, please. Right. Joshua. Right. Whatever.
Right.
Okay, here we go. In August of 1995, a man in Berlin decided to rob a bank with a handgun. Now, this acted out like a pretty standard robbery until the teller asks him, "Do you need a bag?" Which the man responded, "You're damn right this is a real gun." This made it obvious to the teller that the robber was deaf. With this new realization, he sounded the alarm, which notified the police, while the man was no much the wiser.
Oh, my God.
In a funny twist, the man later sued the bank for apparently abusing his disability.
Oh, my God.
He must have been related to the marker bandits.
My God. When you said this was 1995?
95, yeah.
Sounds like a current crime. I robbed them and they made fun of my disability. So I'm suing
them. I'm suing them.
They don't have a handicap accessible robberies.
I've heard of other people that have broken into homes and gotten hurt and have sued the homeowners. Yeah. So, but yeah, I thought that was funny because it was the same month and year Amber was born. I thought, oh, this idiot was suing this bank.
My God.
Bless their hearts.
Reminds me of, I think it's China, where if you hit someone with your car, you have to pay for their hospital bills for all of their injuries. But if they die, you're off the hook. So I've seen several videos where someone will, you know, accidentally run someone over and break their leg, and they just keep... Like, they'll chase them with their car to finish the job. Because they're like, I'm not paying for your medical bills.
Can you imagine, like, chasing them?
But I'll send flowers to your widow. Like, they do, too. Slowly, too. They're like, the person's like, no. And they're like, nope, sorry. I'm fine. I will go to the hospital.
Beep, beep, brr.
horrible act, but
that's awful. Oh, good that, is, gosh. That is really bad. Yeah, I, that
and we're
one.
Horrible for laughing at it.
Oh, I know.
Man. I felt I
was in
horrible.
Tears last night reading that one. Tears.
I'm gonna sue you. Like, you bet it's a real gun.
I was like, after I read that, I thought, wait a minute, that's not the question that they asked her. So I go back and start reading it again, and I'm like, okay, yeah, something's not right here.
My God.
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
See, here I am, I'm thinking, if I ever committed a crime, it'd be like Ocean's 11. Like, that'd be multifaceted plans that all come together and no one will ever know. Meanwhile, I trip walking in the door.
And black out.
My pantyhose rip on my face. Knew I should have splurged for the dollar pair.
All right, guys. Don't forget, we're going to be in Nashville.
Crime Con.
Yeah.
Crime Con in June. And in July, we're going to go to Colorado. I hope everybody comes and sees
don't
us.
Don't forget to join our Patreon.
Yes.
Because we need 15 people.
15.
And there's going to be a post when you join in. Yep. So make sure you comment. And we have t-shirts. So if you're watching the video,
I got my new one. It's got me on it.
Hey, Kim.
With her mouth wide open.
Mouth wide open.
That's also her OnlyFans photo.
And name, Mouth Wide Open.
Mouth Wide Open Barn Dollar.
I absolutely hate that name.
Well, good thing you don't have it
that
anymore.
Is your, is that the side you're related to Mary Queen of Scots?
No, it is not. No. Never mind. I'm not gonna go there.
I'm covering her on Rotten upcoming.
Are you?
I'm gonna mention that too. Those of you who don't know, a good friend of mine is related.
Oh, by the way, I like
how you
finally put me in the ending of your Rotten.
Yeah, I just thought of it.
Oh, did you?
like 2 weeks ago. Yeah, I was like, I better. Because I always say, listen to my other podcast I do with my big older brother and our friend Kim.
Friend? That's stretching it.
Close acquaintance.
You love me and you know it. He can't even go a whole day without talking to me anymore. He's always... I don't know how many...
We work together.
He's called me every day the last 2 weeks.
Asking if she survived the night.
You still with us?
That was his way. He told me goodnight last night. Hope you make it through the night tonight.
Hope you survive the night.
Hope you wake up breathing.
Love you.
That's how he says love you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We say love you in a lot of different strains.
Right. All right. Well, why don't we get ready for our next episode?
Alrighty.
Yes. All right. Well, we'll catch you guys later.
Bye. Bye.